August the 14th. You, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. Psalm 92:4. Do you believe that your sins are forgiven, and that Christ has made a full atonement for them? Then what a joyful Christian you should be. You should live far above the common trials and troubles of the world. Since sin is forgiven, can it matter what happens to you now? Martin Luther said, "Smite, Lord, smite, for my sins are forgiven." In a similar spirit, you can say, "Send sickness, poverty, losses, crosses, persecution, whatever you want. You have forgiven me, and my soul is glad." Christian, if you are saved and believe this, then be grateful and loving while you are glad. Cling to that cross that took your sin away. Serve him who served you. I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans 12:1. Don't let your zeal evaporate in some little quick outburst of song. Show your love in expressive ways. Love the brethren of him who loved you. If there is a Mephibosheth anywhere who is lame or unsteady, help him for Jonathan's sake. If there is a poor, distressed believer, weep with him and bear his cross for the sake of him who wept for you and carried your sins. Since you are forgiven freely for Christ's sake, go and tell others the joyful news of pardoning mercy. Don't be content keeping this unspeakable blessing for yourself alone, but publish abroad the story of the cross. Holy gladness and holy boldness will make you a good preacher, and all the world will be a pulpit for you to preach in. Cheerful holiness is the most convincing sermon, but the Lord must give it to you. Seek it this morning, before you go into the world. When it is the Lord's work in which we rejoice, we don't need to be afraid of being too glad.